welcome back to another episode of the Suddenly Single podcast. This is Dan Kaprill with Wes Kaprill. And today we're going to answer a question that we get a lot, which is, why have we directed our practice to work almost exclusively with women? Now, full disclosure, we have plenty of man clients, male clients, and I've been doing this for close to 30 years. So when you get started in any practice, you're looking for any type of clients you can get. And we've worked with clients because our emphasis was on tax planning. We've worked with clients because our emphasis was on how we invest. But over the years, we've noticed more and more that there's a gap in service between what people need and what they're getting, specifically women. And my motivation for this, and really my motivation for being a financial advisor, was my mom. My mom was born in 1940. She was one of four kids. She lived a incredibly modest lifestyle. I guess you could say she was poor. I don't know. I mean, everyone has a definition of what constitutes poor. You know, she didn't miss a meal or anything along those lines, but it was a battle to survive. And her mother, my maternal grandmother, grew up in an orphanage because her parents couldn't raise her and her brother. They were both alcoholics. They had come over from Ireland. Rumor has it they were actually escaping the law. Did I ever tell you that story, Wes? That they were convicts. Yeah.
Arsonists.
Yeah, rumor had he had some type of business. They lit on fire, and then the authorities found out about it, and he got on the boat.
The episode of The Sopranos.
Yeah, yeah. So he gets on the boat from Limerick and comes over to New York, and he and his wife and their two kids, and that didn't work out too well. And so my poor grandmother grows up in an orphanage, and she marries my grandfather at a young age, probably more to just survive. Because my understanding is their marriage was never good. He was always quite ill when I met him. He had Alzheimer's. And back when they didn't even know what Alzheimer's was. So he was always in a hospital or a nursing home when I knew him. But in any event, my mom quit school when she was 16, quit high school. She met my dad at work. She worked in an insurance company, I believe. And she got married before her 18th birthday. Now, what she assures me, and based on evidence, she didn't have to, but that's what people did. And she had my sister 2 years later, and she had me 2 years or 2.5 years after that. So before she was 23, she already had two children. And then by the time she was in her early 30s, 31, I believe, she was divorced. Now, again, she never really worked. My dad worked. He had a good job. But he found somebody else, and they did not have a good marriage. I'll be honest with you. I mean, my memories of a child and their marriage were not great. They were both very extroverted in how they would express their dissatisfaction towards one another, which as a kid is not a good experience to have. And so she got divorced. The deal that she got, the alimony deal. Look, these are the early days. People were just starting to get divorced a lot in the 70s. It was a little bit more starting to become more in vogue. Prior to that, it was something, particularly if you were Catholic like us, you didn't do it. You just kind of muddled through it. But in any event, they did. And I look back now as an advisor at her alimony deal, and it was a bad deal. And her child support deal, very bad deal. I could rewrite that 19 different ways to Friday. Probably would have been a motivation for my dad not to get divorced if I was in charge of it. But in any event, her alimony was only a 2-year deal. So she was going to have to do something in 2 years. She remarried. And she was married to my stepdad for over 50 years, or almost 50 years, excuse me. So he just recently passed away. So she has now experienced the suddenly single aspect in both levels, divorce and widowhood. And clearly, in her case specifically, there was a serious knowledge gap on how to deal with these issues financially. Both men that she married kind of took that responsibility and didn't necessarily do a good job in doing it too, by the way. So based purely on trust, she was in a position where she was relying on somebody else. And I think that happens in relationships. I think that there's a tendency to assume roles, you know, you do this and I do that, which I think is fine. I think that's how you kind of work as a team, as long as the team stays together. You know, like think of a baseball team, right? You got the pitcher, you know, his job is different from that of the outfielder. They have different roles. If you're going to ask the outfielder to become the pitcher, it's going to be problematic for the team. And that's essentially what happened with her. And now, you know, today I am blessed that I'm in a position to assist her as she needs it. But I know that's not what she wants. And I know that's not what many people want. So we decided that we were going to counsel women, and we were going to only market to counsel women as part of our practice, because we saw that there was a real gap there, and it was one that kind of spoke to us personally. So as I say often on this program, you know, if you're bothered by somebody who believes that women and men are different, well, this is probably not the podcast for you. But women and men are different. They both have strengths over each other. They both have weaknesses over each other. We're physiologically different. Our brains are built a little different. There's plenty of science to show that. We have equal amounts of intellect, but not all people are the same. So you know, you can definitely say that, you know, women are capable of becoming ingenious and men are capable. That's absolutely true. But two men in the same room aren't equal in their abilities. They are equal in the eyes of the law and in the eyes of God, but they have different abilities. And the same is true with different women. But I just think as an industry, we've never really done a great job of letting women understand that because of their differences that we talked about previously, the fact that they are live longer and have unfortunately tended to make less and have to spend money longer, that, you know, there's issues there. And so one was my mom, but we've also seen clients that have gone through these. So I don't know, what's the one that, I mean, we're not gonna name names. So we have to talk in very generalities, but, you know, we've seen some interesting examples where women found themselves suddenly single and, you know, were kind of caught off guard and didn't know where to go, haven't we?
Yeah. One that always sticks with me is a couple that they just very suddenly divorced. And as they were going through the divorce process, the wife unfortunately didn't even know where all the money was. The husband had been hiding several assets. And then as they finally, she brought in a forensic accountant to find it all. But then as the settlement went through, what was 50-50 in her mind ultimately ended up not being 50-50 because some of the assets that she ended up obtaining after the divorce settlements had a lot of tax implications that she wasn't even aware of. So they ended up costing her a lot of money. So it's stories like that that kind of resonate with me that, you know, sometimes women aren't getting a good deal on the end of this and they need advocates on their side. And I hate hearing stories like that.
Yeah. And again, as I said before, it's a function of trust. You, when you have a relationship with somebody, when you love somebody, you trust that person. And so you are willing to allow yourself to be vulnerable with that person, with the understanding that they're there to help you. So if you don't have a particular interest in, say, finance and things like that, and your loved one does, well, it's just natural to lean on them and depend on them. It actually, I think, increases the bond of the relationship. But if the relationship ends, guess what? You're now back to having to deal with it all over again. And it seems obvious to say get help, you know, but too often that's not the case, or help is gotten when it's way too late. So, you know, we felt it was important to always let people know why we chose to work with women. It's a deeply personal reason for us. No, we're not women ourselves, obviously. Okay. But I don't think that's a necessity for us to understand what the needs are and to provide services, you know, for them. So in future shows, we'll be bringing women guests on. We'll also be sharing with you financial strategies and specific techniques and those types of things. We'll talk a lot about setting goals financially, how to achieve those goals, how to have the retirement that you want. But at the same time, we're going to be incredibly pragmatic and candid. We're not going to tell you something that's not true. We're not going to paint a rosy picture if there's going to be storms that you need to be aware of. All right. So keep that in mind as you go forward with the podcast. But women are different, and we should embrace that, love that. Thank God they're different than men, but also understand that the realities as it relates to planning for things financially need to reflect those differences. So also want to end, well, why don't we end by talking a little bit about the book, Les?
Yes. So we have written a book called Suddenly Single, and it is for both women who have experienced divorce or are experiencing divorce, or those who have suddenly lost their spouse. So we have two versions of that book. If you want to get your hands on a copy, just go to suddenlysinglebook.com. Within it, we've included a lot of resources for navigating your sudden situation from a financial perspective.
Great. Yeah. So suddenlysinglebook.com. Get your order. Just to let you know, too, when you order the book, we will also make sure that you're aware whenever a new podcast episode comes up. We'll send you an email to that effect. And we'll probably send you some other emails throughout. But at any point in time you don't like them, you can just unsubscribe. No big deal. But we usually find that people want that information, want more, and we're more than happy to provide. So until next time, thanks for listening to the Suddenly Single Podcast, the money podcast for women.